From Washington, this is VOA News. A man was killed after driving a car packed with explosives into a police van in Paris's popular Champs-Élysées shopping district on Monday. No one else was injured in the crash, which officials are calling a deliberate attack. The 31-year-old man was known to authorities as being potentially linked to extremism. A bomb squad has secured the scene, and police have discovered a Kalashnikov rifle, handguns, and gas bottles in the car. France's counter-terrorism prosecutor has opened an investigation into the incident. More investigation into the van colliding with pedestrians outside a mosque in London early Monday, injuring 10 people. Now, British Prime Minister Theresa May is calling it a sickening terrorist attack on Muslims.
This was an attack on Muslims near their place of worship. And like all terrorism, in whatever form, it shares the same fundamental goal. It seeks to drive us apart and to break the precious bonds of solidarity and citizenship that we share in this country. We will not let this happen.
Police arrested the 48-year-old driver of the van who had been detained by members of the public at the scene. Police in the U.S. state of Virginia have charged a man with murdering a 17-year-old girl after assaulting her as she walked with friends from a nearby mosque in the suburbs of Washington. But now they say they are not investigating this as a hate crime. Officials said there was a dispute early Sunday between the two sides and that friends of the girl fled as the attacker got out of the car. You are listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Talks begin this week on Britain's exit from the European Union, which will leave the bloc with only one heavyweight military power, France. As Henry Ridgewell reports, EU moves towards a common defense policy have raised fears in Britain that it could be frozen out of future security arrangements.
Europe's security is at a turning point. Threatened by Russian aggression in Ukraine and Islamist militancy on its southern and eastern borders, the bloc is about to lose one of its major military powers. Edward Lucas of The Economist.
After Brexit, France becomes the most important military power in continental Europe. And I think that European security arrangements will have to reflect that.
Currently, 4,000 French troops are fighting Islamist militancy in North Africa. President Emmanuel Macron wants EU allies to do more.
Mais je souhaite en effet renforcer ce partenariat.
Speaking on a trip to visit French forces in Mali last month, he said he wanted to strengthen European partnerships. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Russia says it will now treat all U.S.-led coalition planes in the air over Syria, west of the Euphrates, as targets after an American fighter jet, for the first time in the six-year conflict, shot down a Syrian military plane. In a statement Monday, the Russian military also said it is suspending use of a hotline that was set up to prevent any accidental military engagement. Despite that statement, General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that officials are trying to reestablish their link to prevent potentially deadly accidents and that the deconfliction efforts have worked well in the past. Qatar says it will not negotiate with neighboring countries unless they cease their economic and travel blockade of the Gulf state. The countries have accused Qatar of supporting terrorism, a charge that Qatar strongly denies. A new report finds that more people than ever before are refugees and internally displaced worldwide because of war, violence, and persecution. The UN Refugee Agency's Global Trends report shows an unprecedented 65.6 million people were forcibly displaced at the end of 2016, an increase of 300,000 over the previous year. And Google says it is stepping up its efforts to identify and remove videos related to terrorism and violent extremist content, particularly on its YouTube platform. In a statement, the company said, "While we and others have worked for years to identify and remove content that violates our policies, the uncomfortable truth is that we, as an industry, must acknowledge that more needs to be done now." There's more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.